USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
He has mild symptoms.
White House Press Secretary Mark Meadows updating us on the status of President Trump as he's tested positive for COVID-19. Meadows continues.
The doctor will continue to provide expertise in the residence. He's in the residence now.
As far as any complications that President Trump may face regarding COVID-19, Dr. Oz says,
so getting the virus is one thing, having a complication is another, as we've been debating throughout the pandemic. At age 74, and being 244 pounds, which takes his BMI over 30, which is the obese category, he's got those two risk factors.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen tested negative for COVID-19. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill were both negative for COVID-19, as was Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says negotiations are continuing with the administration regarding a new coronavirus deal. The California Democrat saying there's still significant disagreement in key areas. Economist and chairman and editor-in-chief at Forbes Media, Steve Forbes, believes
the two big things on that would be that payroll tax holiday, also a new round of payments to individuals. They're talking about $1,200. I would go for, say, $1,500 or $2,000, make it a big one-time shot.
The glass fire now has burned over 60,000 acres of land. CAL FIRE Deputy Chief Jonathan Cox says the conditions are tough right now.
We're under red flag conditions right now, so our focus is really contending with these changing conditions out there on the line.
The blaze grew over 2,000 acres yesterday as it burns across Sonoma and Napa counties. CAL FIRE saying the blaze is at 5% containment. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and other national security officials are keeping a close eye on the world's reaction to President Trump and the First Lady having coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
National security officials said Friday they're watching for foreign adversaries that may try to exploit President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. Defense Department officials said they're monitoring how countries like Iran, China, and North Korea are reacting to the president's COVID diagnosis to see if they may make any attempt to spread disinformation or propaganda just weeks before the presidential election. In a tweet, Florida Senator and acting chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Marco Rubio, warned that any adversary trying to exploit the president's illness would be making a grave mistake. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
When it comes to how undecided voters are seeing President Trump's positive COVID-19 test, pollster Frank Luntz says,
well, it's not good news for the president in that the focus is now going to be on COVID-19. And when the focus is on COVID-19, Biden has a 10-11-12-point advantage. When the focus is on the economy, Donald Trump has a 3 or 4 point advantage. When they're talking about health care, COVID-19, or those kinds of issues, that is Joe Biden's strength right now. It's been the Democratic Party strength for the last 10, maybe even 15 years. The economy is Donald Trump's strength.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.